B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we'll start with this idiot, Christopher James Callen. Excuse me. He's been serving time in Monroe County Jail in the Florida Keys on a charge of failing to register as a sex offender since September. And on Thursday, he attacked his 57-year-old cellmate, beating him so badly that he knocked two of the other man's teeth out and broke one of his ribs. And the reason for Callen's rage, he told deputies, was because his cellmate, quote, passes gas too often and doesn't give any courtesy flushes when using the toilet. So he beat the crap out of him.
I don't want to have to sign with the child molester.
I know. The other man, whom the sheriff's office did not name, was taken to the Lower Keys Medical Center for treatment for his injury.
That
obviously, this guy's going to face more charges.
Courtesy flush thing is essential.
Yep. You do it.
I do it all the
time. When I come in the bathroom and you're already in there, I hear it flush.
Absolutely.
Yep. So you do it. Yep. All right, this is an odd bear story. Melanie Porter lives in British Columbia. She was smoking a cigarette on her front porch recently when she was approached by a wandering bear that licked her hand.
Can I bum one of those?
The incident,
Virginia Slims.
The incident happened Thursday, and Porter said that she realized it was a bear. Well, once she realized it was a bear,
why don't we take this inside?
She decided to just sit still. And that's when the bear wandered up to her and sniffed and licked her hand.
Phew.
The bear eventually...
You smell like burned rubber.
backed off, and Porter rushed inside her house.
Jesus, British stink.
British Columbia is believed to be home to one quarter of the entire population of black bears in Canada.
That could have gone south quickly. Mm.
A trash bin from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, has made its way across the Atlantic Ocean. Keith McGreal, who lives along Ireland's west coast, said that he found the blue trash can in Mulroney, County Mayo on Sunday. He said, we spotted the stickers and thought that it would be a good news story. Amazing to think that it traveled all the way across the Atlantic.
That's astonishing.
The trash bin became somewhat weathered throughout the journey, but the city of Myrtle Beach's logo is still clearly seen on it.
It's amazing.
The city of Myrtle Beach said on Facebook, we don't think it's possible to tell when it went missing, but it probably was during a windstorm event. We typically remove trash containers from the beach before a hurricane, but this one apparently had a mind of its own. McGreal said that the bin is being used as a trash receptacle on the remote stretch of beach where it was found.
In Wildwood, Steve, I hate it because the trash cans are red. The recycling cans are red and the trash cans are blue. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay, because the recycle's usually blue.
Exactly.
A raunchy couple filmed themselves bonking behind the altar of a Belgian church, prompting mass outrage.
Bonk? Okay.
Yeah, they were having sex.
Belgian bonking.
Disgusted staff at the Catholic Church were forced to cleanse the scene with holy water following the X-rated romp. The video was filmed at St. Mikkelskirk Church in the city of Bree. In the footage, the couple can be seen having sex behind the church altar. The man can be seen filming with one hand while occasionally groping his partner's waist with the other.
In a related story, brie is a delicious type of cheese.
It is unclear when the video was filmed or by who, but it started. But it first started doing the rounds on WhatsApp before spreading on social media.
That used to be a thing for a while. Remember, they were having issues with people sneaking in and wanting to do it on the altar.
I messed around in a church one time.
Did you?
Yeah, at night when it was closed.
Really?
This girl broke into it. Yeah. It was her church. She wanted to go there. It was really weird.
Was she a preacher's daughter?
No.
Was she a holy roller?
No. She's the one that did my exams for me.
Oh, my God. She's a yoder.
She wrote my term papers for me.
This way you could confess to using her and get the act done in one shot.
She might have given me a handy in that church. I'm not sure.
Wow,
yeah, it was pretty weird.
Sinner.
The police are investigating the incident as pornography in a public place and dissemination of the images. A stolen street sweeper led Richmond, Indiana police on a pursuit Sunday morning.
We can't call it a high-speed chase,
no,
right?
No, and it wasn't. So the police say third shift officers were called in to respond on a report of a person driving a piece of heavy machinery recklessly. Police said the driver, identified as Sammy Allen, was reported to be swerving at people like he was trying to hit them and driving through residential yards. It was It was also reported that Allen struck other vehicles. However, officers did not locate any damaged vehicles. Officers located the street sweeper, which was later found to be stolen from a construction company. Hmm. Police said that Allen then led officers on a pursuit of very low speeds of 10 to 15 miles per hour for just over an hour as he drove through the city. Allen struck a garage several times, causing the garage to partially collapse. Officers say Allen almost flipped the sweeper over while striking the garage. And listen to this. Police actually deployed spike strips, but were unsuccessful because Allen was going so slow he could maneuver around them. So the spike strips don't work on the street sweeper because it goes too slow and you can go around them.
So we're watching the footage. It's pretty hilarious. I'd have to say, though, this goes faster than most street sweepers I've seen.
They said it was only going 15 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Allen reportedly swerved at one officer who was attempting to set up the spike strips, causing the officer to seek cover. The pursuit ended when Allen went into the river on the street sweeper. Police say the street sweeper became disabled and Allen attempted to flee on foot. He was apprehended by police with assistance from a sheriff's department canine unit.
You'll never get me!
He wasn't giving up. He was transported for injuries to his arm from the canine apprehension.
Wow.
As well as other facial injuries from the struggle with other officers. So he wasn't giving in, man.
We assume he wanted that street sweeper.
The police department said that they will request multiple charges, including vehicle theft, resisting law enforcement, leaving the scene of an accident, and reckless driving.
So honestly,
as well,
think about it in the long run. What would you do if your main form of conveyance was a street sweeper?
What would you do?
Yeah. I mean, you take that to work?
2 hours early for work, I guess.
Wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Firefighters in Tennessee in Forest City, Arkansas, not Tennessee, battled a cookie calamity Thursday morning when a semi-tractor truck carrying cookie dough caught on fire.
Oh, man, that's perfect.
How great would that smell?
Super huge cookie.
On Interstate 40, firefighters responded around 2 a.m. to the side of the interstate. A truck from Virginia was carrying the load when a fire broke out.
Don't put it out right now!
On its trailer, it likely started with overheated brakes, which ignited a tire. So it wasn't like there was a crash, and then it caught on fire. This thing just caught on fire. These cookies were meant to be baked there.
Keep it about 10 more minutes.
The fire resulted in a sticky, smoldering mess on the road for several hours.
Bring your forks.
No injuries were reported. Here's a story out of Nashville. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying a woman who punched a McDonald's employee for taking too long to make her order. The woman reportedly became angry when her food took longer than she expected. So she walked behind the counter.
Come on.
And then punched the employee holding the metal fry scooper, leaving a gash on the victim's forehead. They haven't tracked her down. Police say the woman was seen leaving the McDonald's with a friend and children in a silver Chevy Impala. So they are looking for her. All right. This is pretty wild. 2 men have been charged with breaking into a half a dozen schools. Now, the men, who police believe got into many of the schools by scaling the buildings and then entering through the roof, sometimes rappelling into the buildings.
Wow.
Are accused of stealing Chromebooks, a laptop, megaphones, and a 3D printer, and also items such as candy, teacher nameplates, and chairs decorated as unicorns.
What, are they setting up their own school?
Listen to this. Jacob Nicholas Trapp, who's 18, and Reese Elias Jones, who was 19, were charged this week with 17 crimes each, including multiple counts of burglary and theft, arson, and criminal mischief. The string of thefts began in April when Sprucewood Elementary was burglarized and responding police found open drawers and cabinets and items thrown on the floor throughout the school. About 30 minutes after the burglar alarms went off at Sprucewood, alarms started going off at Lone Peak Elementary School. Police found the roof hatch was forced open and damaged, and a hole was found in the ceiling tiles as the suspects made their entry into the building. Surveillance video showed the burglars then went into the office and attempted to disable the video surveillance system, but were unsuccessful. Police say four Chromebook laptops, a 3D printer, and two megaphones were stolen from Lone Peak. And on May 16th, two people broke into Park Lane Elementary School by going through a skylight. A similar break-in was reported at Eastmont Middle School, where two large stuffed bears were stolen. And on July 26th, police responded to roof alarms being set off at both Sunrise Elementary and Altara Elementary.
It's a crime spree.
Surveillance video collected later showed the burglars light a small explosive device inside Sunrise and throwing it on a hallway door. A hallway floor, I'm sorry. Now, some officers who were already at Altara Elementary were able to quickly respond to Sunrise when those alarms started going off. And when officers arrived in the area, they spotted two people dressed in black carrying large pink unicorns. Officers yelled police, but the two continued running into a nearby neighborhood. After a brief chase, both men were eventually rounded up by police and a school district security guard. They admitted to breaking into multiple schools, damaging property inside, and stealing items. And police reportedly had found burglary tools such as a crowbar in their backpacks, as well as rappelling gear. When police searched Trapp's home, they reportedly found a Chrome laptop, 3D printer, and large stuffed bear, all believed to be stolen from various schools. So for whatever reason, this was their thing, breaking into elementary schools and stealing small stuff. But they were rappelling into it like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
It boggles the mind.
Last story. South Dakota State University Police issued an alert on Facebook on Friday warning of a moose on the loose that made a stop at the university's football field.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Yes.
For a moment.
The school's police and other local law enforcement worked together to try to guide the moose out of the town. But then it took a turn and ran to the stadium.
Was it making its beautiful sound, its beautiful song?
To take a run on the field. The moose was eventually escorted out of town to the west, and they got him out of there. But he wanted to run the football field a little bit. And we've got video footage. I mean, he's sprinting across the football field.
Very good.
I love all these moose stories.
Yeah, man.
It's great. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.